This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As we close out the last full work week of 2013, thoughts invariably turn to the future, both near-term and far. Almost by definition, anything is possible in the times to come, including driverless cars. Google said earlier this year that it could have automated cars on the streets by 2017, not that far away. About which, 2 points, though. One, what could possibly go wrong? Number two, driverless cars that carry paying passengers surely won't be far behind. John Sepulvedo has the story of Uber and the robocabs.
Right now, Uber acts like a taxi cab you hail from your smartphone. You use an app to call a car, and a driver brings that car to you. That simplicity has earned the company a lot of fans, including Amber Leonti. She lives in Sacramento.
With their app, it's so easy, and it'll tell you what cars are in range, what your driver's name is. I love that.
One time, Leonti used Uber 3 times in the same day, and she kept getting the same driver. At first, Leonti says the driver was real perky and happy, but later in the night,
he had about 8 king-size candy wrappers that he was offering us as, like, that's how he was getting through his evening. I didn't take it because I don't take candy from strangers, but I like that he was fueling himself on sugar.
But what if a driver didn't have to fuel himself at all? Because what if the driver was a robot? If you listen to Uber CEO Travis Kalanick speaking at a tech conference earlier this year, it sounds like that's where his company is headed. Robocabs, without drivers, taking people where they want to go.
We're in the business of delivering cars. We're delivering a car to you that you then can do whatever you want with.
And as far as those drivers go,
The car has a driver as well.
Well, for now at least, Uber has gotten almost $250 million in investment money from Google, and the tech giant has been a leader in developing self-driving cars. And robocabs would essentially be self-driving cars used for commercial purposes. They would use lasers and cameras to navigate the city streets. And that's bad news for human drivers. On average, these drivers make about $11 an hour. But Mark Rogowski, a tech writer with Forbes, says those jobs will be lost when robocabs hit the roads.
I think that whether the self-driving car shows up in 5 or 10 years, once it does, the cab driver is an endangered species.
Taxi driver Travis Johnson heads the San Francisco Cab Drivers Association, and he says cab drivers will actually be safer than automated cars.
The big problem with eliminating a driver is the automated vehicle can't make snap judgments for, you know, safety or route. Like, you might have to break a law in order to safely avoid an accident.
Yet tech experts aren't buying that. They say as more automated cars hit the road, the safer the cars will be, mainly because they'll be able to talk to each other in bumper-to-bumper traffic and when changing lanes. Some expect the first robocabs to be on the road in as soon as 5 years. But that question of safety is still a big concern for the insurance industry. Pete Moraga is with the Insurance Information Network of California. He says insurers will have a hard time figuring out how much risk automated cars pose.
And in this case, it's going to take a while. So there has to be that transition period where these cars get on the streets, whether they're robo cabs or personal cars, and we have a history of how they operate.
Many in the insurance industry expect that it'll be more than a decade before you can log into Uber, order a cab, and be whisked away by a self-driving car. I'm John Sepulvedo for Marketplace.